Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he recaps Wednesday's City Council meeting. A meeting that was very short, but got some things done. In this meeting, Aaron, the Young's Park project was put to bed.
Yeah, as most residents know, this is the park improvements have been done for several months now. So this was really a formality from the city's standpoint and that of the contractor who did the work to finish off the project. With any project of this size, the city holds a retainage. This is an amount of money that's held back until the project is finished, as a way to incentivize the work to be finished, especially those last few items. Sometimes contractors can be a little reluctant to come and finish the fine-tune the details, we'll say. So that retainage is released once all those last few items are done. So specifically, we just had some things related to some of the landscaping. Some trees were added, making sure that the seating was taking and that the grass was going to be healthy and look nice. And then just a few little odds and ends, tweaks to the bathrooms or, for example, the garage door needed something minor to it. So these little last items have all been addressed. And so from the city's perspective, the project is now closed and the contractor is able to collect their retainage that they pay at the beginning of the project.
Is there any thought of adding to the Young's Park moving forward, or is this what people can expect for the park?
So we do have some plans that we'd like to put forward for the north side that will take a little bit of time. Part of that is we've had other issues in the city that we've kind of focused on, but the north side of Young's Park is still very much something we would like to address in the long term. Specifically, we would like to see more restroom facilities. It can be a long walk if you're on one side of the park away from the restroom and you need those, especially if you have younger kids. Also, we would like to see a splash pad. I know that's something that the community would really like to see, so that's definitely in the long-term plans. We would definitely like to bring that amenity to Young's Park. So I would say the work is not done yet. It is specific to the south side for this time, but we do definitely want to do some things on the north side too.
As far as the rest of the meeting, the intersection of Roach and West Robinson Street was basically agreed upon by the council as what to do. Take us through what people in Knoxville can expect for that intersection moving forward.
Yeah, so this is something we've been looking into really for several months, but most noticeably, I'd say in the last two or so months, a lot of folks driving through there will have noticed the barricades. We did that because we wanted this to be a temporary sort of a trial period for what that intersection could be in the future. You know, just a brief history here. This is the intersection we receive the most calls and complaints about all through town. And in fact, of all intersections in the city of Knoxville that are not along Highway 14, we have more accidents at that intersection than any intersection in Knoxville. And so back in 2018, through a state Department of Transportation grant, we had an engineer, a third-party private engineer, come in to analyze that intersection for us. And they made some recommendations to improve the sight lines, specifically to take some of those parking spots back to increase that visibility. Traffic engineers work in a sight triangle is what they're wanting to maintain. And frankly, that intersection failed on every side, those lines of sight. And so that was their recommendation, would be to remove some of the parking and to open that sight line up. So we tried first by taking several parking spots. Those parking spots on the edge don't give as much return as the ones closer to the actual intersection. So we end up putting back a couple of those spots, trying to balance the safety of the intersection, but also the concerns of parking as it relates to the businesses there. I think we found a good happy median there. I know the businesses hate to give up parking, and we really don't like to take it, but I think it's improved the safety. We've heard a lot of positive feedback from the community with the changes that have been made there. We also will continue to look at speeds through that intersection too. I know that's a concern for some of the businesses there in the area. So we do have extra patrols there. So I would warn people of that. And also the radar sign that people have seen was on South Roach is now moved near that intersection. So we'll be keeping an eye on it and making changes as we need. But for the time being, we'll be removing those spots on a permanent basis to open up the lines of sight there.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.